What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Asantewaa, the Northland Workforce Training Center graduates, another class of Tesla workers. First off, how does this illustrate how important of an employer Tesla is to the region?
Definitely. It demonstrates, especially when you have an employer that can hire so many individuals at one time, right? And so for this particular graduating class, there were two cohorts, both of 25. So that's 50 individuals going directly into the workforce in advanced manufacturing through Tesla right now. And I think it's just super important that it just shows that Tesla is continuously working to reach out with different trainers and providers throughout the Western New York region and really listen to and make curriculum that works for what their hiring needs are. And they've worked with different partners with Buffalo Public Schools, Northland Workforce Training Center. Again, this is our third cohort that we worked with them. So it's just super important to see 50 people hired all within one time frame. And then Tesla also paid for the training that they went through as well.
What impact do you think there would be on the amount of jobs available for people who go to the Northland Workforce Training Center if Tesla were not in Western New York?
Well, I don't know, so I can't speak on Tesla's behalf on how many different divisions and departments that they hire for. Again, I can only speak to the fact that they've hired, 50 individuals that just went through training. If you add that to the other 25 individuals that we put through training with them last year, that's 75 individuals right there, right? So 75 people who were not employed or were employed but were looking for different career opportunities. I also do know from the first cohort that we graduated, there are several members who have been promoted to lead and management positions within Tesla. And so one thing that's important to Northland Workforce Training Center is not just placing people in jobs or any jobs, right? But our focus and our model is based on people getting into careers that have family-sustaining wages. And Tesla has shown to be a partner that not only just looks to have people employed, but looks to have career pathways available for these trainees to go ahead and pursue other departments, other areas, or even managerial levels within their offices.
The graduates of this program today, what were they taught at Northland?
So they were taught on various things here. So soldering, a lot of the stuff that Tesla does in there is production work, but high-end production work. And so a lot of that is really understanding like the manufacturing guidelines and doing things within a skill set of fixing problems that take place within the line. And so we had two instructors who taught them. So one was a focus on a lot of the electrical, so wiring. The other one was a focus on a lot of the mechatronics that the students or trainees went through. The one thing that was super important is that the curriculum that we do is put together by both Tesla and the training center. And the reason that is super important is to make sure, like, they're not coming from a training program and not having the skill set to be able to go ahead and do on the job, right? And so a lot of times you'll find that where you're trained on one thing, right, but you go to the job and it's something totally different. Here, when you have that partnership and relationship and the employers are able to go ahead and help and provide feedback with the curriculum, they are able to ensure that those who are graduating from the program are already ready, set to go and join the workforce there.
What other companies does Northland send graduates to find new work?
There is a multitude of companies that we've worked with. So for those listeners who don't know, Northland Workforce Training Center, we run multiple programs. We're an extension campus for both SUNY Erie College and Alfred State College. And so through Alfred State College, there's three two-year program degrees in electrical, also in welding, and then also in CNC, which is computer numeric control. Through SUNY Erie, we offer two programs currently right now, which is our auto tech program, is a one-year cert. We also offer a mechatronics program, which is a one-year certification. And this fall, we're actually going to be starting our first cohort of HVAC, so those students will be starting on September the 2nd. And so for us, there are way too many employers for me to go ahead and list here that we work with, but I will say that we have a job placement rate over 82% right now for our graduates graduating and being placed in, again, those jobs that provide family-sustaining wages. Our relationships with employers are important. Like, we don't offer new programs without having an understanding of what's needed within the area, what jobs are attached to it, what are the wages that are attached to it. And that example shows through our Auto Tech program and HVAC programs, which are our newest programs. We did that because we listened to what the employers' need were. We also listened to what the actual wages were that could be made. What is the career sustainability within it? What movements can they have within those job fields? And that's what got us to open those two different. And so we're always willing and engaging to work with new employers. But believe me, employers seek us out because there is a huge need in those areas that we offer for training at the center.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.